Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. This time, we're taking a close look at Lead with Conviction by Tonya Emmanuel.
Oh, great pick.
It is. We picked it out just for you because it digs into how single moms and Black women can amplify their impact through leadership, purpose, and wealth creation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even if you don't fit into those categories, there's still a ton of great insights here for anyone who wants to make a difference.
That's so true. What really stood out to me about this book was how it goes beyond those generic self-help tips and speaks directly to the challenges and opportunities these women face.
Right. It's not just like, oh, here's some vague advice.
Exactly. It's practical, it's insightful, and it's super relevant.
So one thing that really stuck with me was the idea of purpose versus soul purpose.
Mm, interesting.
Emmanuel uses this analogy of life as a symphony.
Oh, I like that.
Where your everyday purpose is like the rhythm section, keeping things moving.
Yeah.
But your soul purpose, that's the melody.
The melody.
The part that really resonates and leaves a lasting impact.
I love that analogy. It really highlights how finding your soul purpose isn't about chasing those fleeting desires or looking for external validation.
Mm.
It's about figuring out what kind of impact you want to have on the world.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff.
It is.
And this whole idea got me thinking, have you ever noticed that kind of difference in your own life?
What do you mean?
Like some things just feel like going through the motions, but others really light you up. Like they're almost like a calling.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And, you know, I think those are the moments where your melody is shining through.
Yeah.
It's when your soul purpose and your actions are totally in sync.
It's not always easy to find that harmony, though, is it?
It's not. But even just recognizing those moments is a great starting point.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Now, the book also tackles the superwoman myth.
Oh.
You know, the pressure on women to do it all perfectly.
Yeah, I know that one.
I'll admit, I've definitely fallen into that trap.
Happens to the best of us.
But Emmanuel argues that trying to juggle everything can actually be counterproductive.
Really?
Do you think maybe letting go of that superwoman image could actually help us tap into our true potential?
You know, I think you might be onto something there. It's like trying to play every instrument in the orchestra at once.
What do you mean?
You might create some noise, but you're going to lose the melody.
That makes sense.
The book really encourages women to focus their energy on what matters most.
Okay, yeah.
The things that align with their purpose and values.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, speaking of focusing energy, there's a whole section in the book that explores the experience of single moms and Black women in the corporate world.
Oh, yeah. That was a fascinating part.
It talks about breaking the glass ceiling and becoming powerful advocates.
You know, what impressed me was that it didn't shy away from the challenges.
Like, it was real?
It was. It acknowledged the systemic barriers and biases, but it also emphasized resilience and strategic thinking.
Mm-hmm. Like how to overcome those obstacles.
Exactly. And it even offered some practical advice on things like work-life balance and networking, which I thought was super helpful.
I loved reading about women who not only survived, but thrived in those environments.
It's really inspiring.
Now, the book also dives into this idea of entrepreneurship.
Ah, yes.
And it presents it as a mindset, not just a career choice.
So it's not just about starting a business.
Right. It's more about that entrepreneurial spirit.
It encourages these women to create their own opportunities instead of waiting for them to appear.
And there was a lot about resilience.
Oh, yeah. And adaptability.
Yeah.
And this idea of the triple bottom line.
Okay, now what's the triple bottom line?
Well, think of it as finding that sweet spot where profit meets social impact and environmental responsibility.
So it's like doing good while doing well.
Precisely. You're building a business, but you're also making a positive impact on the world.
I love that. Now, you know what else really got to me? Those stories about women who took the leap and started their own businesses.
Those were so inspiring.
It's amazing how they navigated the challenges and turned their passion into something real.
It's all about believing in yourself and your vision, understanding that you can shape your own destiny.
Right. Now, the book doesn't just stop at inspiration. It provides this step-by-step approach for identifying your purpose and turning it into a mission.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It stresses the importance of introspection, smart goals.
So specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Exactly. And then creating a strategic plan.
It even shares examples of women who used this process to launch successful initiatives.
Showing how this framework can be applied to pretty much any goal.
Pretty much, yeah.
Now, another key takeaway I wanted to touch on is the importance of community and collaboration.
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge theme throughout the book.
It argues that having a strong community is crucial for amplifying your impact and making a difference that lasts.
And it's not about networking or self-promotion. It's about fostering genuine connections, building trust, and leveraging everyone's strengths.
So less about personal success and more about building a movement.
Exactly. It's realizing we can achieve so much more when we work together towards a common goal.
Now, the book also encourages readers to become powerful advocates.
Yes, speaking up and making a difference.
And it makes the point that advocacy is more than just talking.
Right, it's about creating waves and influencing real change.
Yeah.
But it also acknowledges the responsibility that comes with influence, providing those ethical guidelines for using your voice effectively and respectfully.
Okay, so we've talked about purpose, potential, leadership, entrepreneurship, building community, advocacy.
A lot to take in.
It is. Yeah. Oh, but we can't forget about financial literacy.
Oh, of course. There's a whole section dedicated to that.
Practical advice on budgeting, investing, and building sustainable wealth.
It's not just about making money. It's about having the resources to support your mission and create lasting change.
Exactly. It emphasizes that financial literacy is a crucial tool. Now, before we jump into those case studies, I want to mention one last thing that resonated with me, and that's the importance of investing in yourself.
Ah, taking care of number one.
That's right. Investing in your well-being, your personal growth, and continuous learning.
It's essential for sustained success, like putting on your own oxygen mask first.
Such a good analogy.
Yeah.
So now I'm excited to dive into these case studies and learn about these incredible women featured in the book.
Me too. They're pretty inspiring.
Okay. Who should we talk about first?
Well, let's start with Melody Hobson.
Melody Hobson. Okay.
She's a powerhouse in finance, the co-CEO of Ariel Investments, and a fierce advocate for financial literacy.
Wow, that's impressive.
Her story is incredible. Growing up in Chicago, she faced financial instability, and that really fueled her passion for financial literacy.
Wow.
Now she's a leader in the finance world and uses her platform to advocate for everyone to take control of their finances.
And her framework for success is all about education, advocacy, and philanthropy.
Right. She's not just talking about closing the wealth gap. She's taking action.
So inspiring. Okay, who's next?
Well, let's talk about Dr. Hadiyah Nicole Green.
Dr. Hadiyah Nicole Green.
She's an innovator in healthcare, and her story is just wow.
What did she do?
She developed a groundbreaking cancer treatment using lasers.
Lasers for cancer treatment?
Yeah, and she's pioneering clinical trials for this potentially life-saving technology.
That's amazing.
And it doesn't stop there. Dr. Green also founded the Aura Lee Smith Cancer Research Foundation.
To make these treatments accessible to everyone.
Exactly. Regardless of their background or income.
She is truly committed to making a difference.
She is.
I remember reading that she faced so many setbacks and was told no so many times.
And it only fueled her determination.
There's this quote from her that I love. The word no motivates me.
I love that. She embodies that idea of profit with a purpose perfectly.
Right. Focus on the science, but also making sure her innovations benefit everyone.
Especially those who are often overlooked.
Okay, I'm adding her book to my reading list, stat.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Who else should we be learning from?
Let's move on to Melanie L. Campbell, a corporate advocate for diversity and inclusion.
Okay, Melanie L. Campbell, great.
Her story really shows how you can create change from within a system.
Interesting.
She worked her way up at AT&T, and noticing the lack of diversity, she took initiative and founded the African American Business Resource Group.
Wow. So she just saw a problem and decided to fix it.
Exactly. That group grew to over 8,000 members globally and really influenced AT&T's commitment to diversity and inclusion.
Wow.
She understood that real change requires a collective effort.
Yeah.
And she helped shift those structures and policies that create inequalities.
It's like she took that symphony analogy to a whole new level.
Totally. Creating a more harmonious workplace by bringing in diverse voices.
Love it. Okay, who else?
How about Mickey Taylor? A true icon in the world of beauty and empowerment.
Oh, Mickey Taylor. She was the beauty director at Essence Magazine, right?
That's her. She completely changed how Black beauty was represented.
It was groundbreaking.
She broke down barriers and showed the world that beauty comes in all shades and styles.
I love that. He has this quote, "Empowerment starts with self-love, and self-love starts with seeing yourself represented."
Such a powerful message.
Yeah.
She really understood the power of representation.
Mm-hmm.
And she used her platform to uplift and inspire Black women everywhere.
I get chills just thinking about it. These women are phenomenal.
They really showcase the impact that single moms and Black women are having.
Across so many different fields.
And remember, these are just a few examples from the book. There are so many more inspiring stories and lessons to discover.
So inspiring. It's amazing to see how these women have taken the principles from the book and made them a reality.
They really bring it to life.
But now let's talk about you, the listener.
Okay, what about them?
How can they apply these lessons to their own journey?
Well, the final chapter offers a roadmap for creating your own plan for amplified impact.
A roadmap? Okay, I'm all about action.
It all starts with a vision board.
I love vision boards.
Me too. They're a powerful tool, especially for women who face so many pressures and barriers.
Like single moms and women of color.
Exactly. It's a space to claim your ambitions and visualize your future.
Sending a message to the universe that you are worthy of achieving your dreams.
Exactly.
But a vision board is just the beginning.
Right. The book then guides you through creating a strategic plan.
Like a detailed roadmap.
That's it. Outlining the steps you need to take to turn your vision into reality.
Okay.
Getting specific about objectives, strategies, and tactics.
So turning those dreams into actions.
Right. And the book also emphasizes that this isn't a one-time thing.
What do you mean?
You need to revisit and update your plan as you go.
Makes sense, because life is full of surprises.
It is, but you don't have to do it alone.
So we need a support system.
Exactly. Your personal tribe of cheerleaders to offer guidance, hold you accountable, and celebrate your wins.
A strong support system is so important.
Especially for single moms and women of color who often face those extra challenges.
It's about finding your people.
Building a community that understands your journey.
People who will be there to encourage and support you.
And to celebrate those wins with you.
Absolutely. So to recap, Lead with Conviction provides a framework for amplifying your impact no matter who you are or where you come from.
It's for everyone.
It's about finding your purpose, building community, and taking action.
It reminds us that we all have the potential to lead with conviction.
And make a difference.
Yes.
This deep dive has been so inspiring. I hope you feel empowered to step into your full potential and create a life filled with purpose and impact.
That's the goal.
But before we go, I have one last question for you to ponder.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you could leave one lasting legacy on the world, what would it be?
Wow, that's a powerful question.
It is.
It really gets to the heart of why we're all here.
It does. And with that, we'll leave you to reflect on that question.
Until next time.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
See you next time. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive episode 2024-1125, part 2 of 3.
Yeah, it really does get to the heart of it, doesn't it?
It does. Okay, but before we get too philosophical,
right.
I'm dying to hear about those case studies. You know I love a good success story.
Okay, so get ready to be inspired.
I am.
First up, we have Melody Hobson.
Hobson? Okay.
She's a powerhouse in the finance world.
Oh, wow.
She's the co-CEO of Ariel Investments and a huge advocate for financial literacy.
That's amazing.
She really stresses that knowledge is power, especially with finances.
I can see that.
Her story's amazing, too. Growing up in Chicago, she faced a lot of financial instability.
Oh, wow.
And that experience fueled her passion for financial literacy.
I see. So she wants other people to not have to go through what she did.
Exactly. And now she's a leader in the finance world, using her platform to advocate for everyone to take control of your finances.
She's walking the walk.
She is. And her framework for success is all about education, advocacy, and philanthropy.
Wow, that's impressive.
She's not just talking about closing the wealth gap. She's actively working to make it happen.
Such a great example. Okay, who else should we be learning from?
Well, how about Dr. Hadia Nicole Green?
Dr. Hadia Nicole Green.
She's a true innovator in healthcare.
Oh, wow.
Her story is just incredible.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
She developed a groundbreaking cancer treatment using lasers.
Wait, lasers for cancer?
Yep. And she's now leading clinical trials for this technology.
That's amazing. It could be life-saving.
It could be. And it gets even better. She founded the Ora Lee Smith Cancer Research Foundation to make sure everyone has access to these treatments.
So it's not just about the science for her.
No, it's also about accessibility.
Wow.
She wants to make sure everyone benefits, no matter their background or income.
I bet she faced some challenges along the way.
She did. I read that she was told no so many times, but she never gave up.
She sounds incredibly determined.
She is. She has this quote, "The word no motivates me."
I love that. Oh. It's like she turns those obstacles into fuel.
Exactly. She's a perfect example of prophet with a purpose.
I'm so inspired by her. Okay, who else is on our list?
Let's talk about Melanie L. Campbell.
Melanie L. Campbell, okay.
She's a corporate advocate for diversity and inclusion.
Okay.
And her story really shows how you can create change from within.
From within a system, you mean?
Yes. Okay. She worked her way up at AT&T.
Okay.
And noticing the lack of diversity, she took initiative.
What did she do?
She founded the African American Business Resource Group.
Wow. So she saw a problem and decided to do something about it.
Exactly. And that group grew to over 8,000 members globally.
8,000.
It's amazing. And it had a real impact on AT&T's commitment to diversity and inclusion.
So she really shifted things.
She did. She understood that real change takes a collective effort.
It can't just be one person.
Right. She helped to change the policies that create inequalities in the first place.
That's powerful.
It is.
Okay, who else do we have?
How about Mickey Taylor, an icon in the world of beauty and empowerment?
Oh, I know her. The beauty director at Essence.
That's her. She really changed the game when it came to representing Black beauty.
I remember when she was at Essence.
It was groundbreaking. She showed the world that Black beauty comes in all shades and styles.
Yeah, it was so important.
She broke down barriers and sent a powerful message about beauty and representation.
I love her quote, "Empowerment starts with self-love. And self-love starts with seeing yourself represented."
So true. And she really built a movement.
More than just a career.
Right. Her framework for success was all about representation and empowerment.
I get chills. These women are incredible.
They really are.
And remember, these are just a few examples from the book. There are so many other stories and lessons to be found.
So many.
It's amazing to see how they took the principles from the book and put them into action.
They really made them a reality.
But now let's shift gears and talk about you, the listener.
Okay, what about them?
How can you take these lessons and apply them to your own life?
Well, the final chapter of Lead with Conviction gives us a great roadmap.
A roadmap. Tell me more.
It encourages you to start with a vision board.
Okay, vision boards, I love those.
Me too. They're such a powerful tool.
They really are.
Especially for women who face so many pressures.
Like single moms and women of color.
Exactly. A vision board gives you a space to claim your ambitions and visualize your future.
It's like sending a message to the universe.
And to yourself.
Yeah.
That you are worthy of achieving your dreams.
So powerful. But it's just the first step, right?
It is. The book then walks you through creating a strategic plan.
Like a step-by-step guide.
That's it. Outlining the steps to turn your vision into reality.
Okay, I like that.
You get specific about your objectives and strategies.
Turning those dreams into concrete actions.
Exactly. And remember, it's not a one-time thing.
So we have to be flexible.
We do. Life is full of surprises, so we need to revisit and update our plan as we go.
That makes sense. But we don't have to go it alone, right?
Of course not. The book also talks about building a support system.
Okay, so finding our people.
Exactly. Your own personal cheer squad who will offer guidance, hold you accountable, and celebrate your wins.
That's so important, that support system.
It is. Especially for single moms and women of color who face those systemic barriers.
It's about having people who understand your journey.
And who can offer encouragement.
Yeah, and support you no matter what.
So to wrap it all up, Lead with Conviction provides a powerful framework for amplifying your impact. No matter who you are or where you come from.
I love that. No matter your background.
Exactly.
It's about finding your purpose, crafting a mission, building a supportive community, and taking action.
And most importantly, it reminds us that we all have the potential to lead with conviction.
And to make a real difference in the world.
Yes.
This deep dive has been amazing. I feel so inspired.
Me too.
I hope you are feeling empowered to create a life filled with purpose and impact.
That would be fantastic.
Now, before we move on, I have one last question for you to consider.
Okay, go ahead.
If you could leave behind one lasting legacy on the world, what would it be? Hashtag TTS, the deep dive episode 2024-1125, part 3 of 3.
It is a powerful question.
It really is. And it's like you said, it gets to the heart of what this book is all about.
Right. It's not just about personal success.
No, it's about making a real contribution to the world.
It is. And I think that's why this book is so impactful. Mm. It reminds us that we all have something unique to offer.
Our own melody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even small actions can create a ripple effect.
You know, I have to admit, when I first picked up this book, I thought it was just going to be about career advice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like climbing the ladder or starting a business.
But it's so much more than that.
So much more. It's really a guide for living a more intentional life.
A more impactful life.
It doesn't matter what path you choose.
Exactly. It's about aligning your actions with your values and using your voice.
And building a legacy.
That goes beyond yourself.
Absolutely. And I think that message is something we can all relate to. So, If you're looking for inspiration and practical guidance on how to unlock your full potential
and make a difference,
I highly recommend checking out Lead with Conviction.
You won't regret it.
It's full of wisdom, actionable advice, and inspiring stories.
It'll definitely leave you feeling empowered.
And ready to take on the world.
It will.
This deep dive has been incredible.
I've really enjoyed it.
Me too. We hope you found it insightful and empowering.
We do.
And we hope you'll join us again for another deep dive into a book that's sure to inspire you.
See you next time.
Bye, everyone.